We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, guess who I just got off the telephone with? Tara from the morning show, who wanted to call and point out she has not endorsed Lee Bright, nor have I. As I've said on numerous occasions, when a politician takes positions that I approve of, I'm going to tell you, yeah, I think this is a good thing. What this vote was good, and I approve of it. And conversely, when they vote the wrong way, we'll be critical of them as well. But there's a wide margin of difference between that and saying, you know, I'm Bob McLean and I'm voting for this candidate, and I suggest you do too. We don't do that. By the way, Tara also wanted to point out she has not said that William Timmons was not pro-life. I believe that was the issue that was a bone of contention with him. She played a soundbite where he said something. Was it that or was it either that or immigration? I can't remember which one. But in any event, the accusation that Senator Timmons made against Tara earlier was incorrect. Well, the plot thickens here at 5:24 as I'm joined this afternoon by Lee Bright. Senator, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Looking forward to Tuesday and really looking forward to Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night should be fun. Senator Timmons said that because of the bias displayed by the Greenville Tea Party and Tara and myself, that he's, instead of coming to the debate, is going to be, I don't know, rearranging his sock and underwear drawer.
Well, I wish you would reconsider. I think it'd be a good debate. We just had one this Monday night, but there's a clear difference and clear contrast with the two of us, and I think the voters have a right to know, and we're going to keep spreading our message between now and Tuesday.
Senator Timmons expressed dismay and some level of disgust at attack ads that have surfaced in the closing days of the campaign. Is it fair to say that you probably would have the same position? I mean, does anybody really like these attack ads that are being put out by the political action groups?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, you can't coordinate with them. And I'm a big believer in freedom of speech. And if they want to spend their money on those ads, when you run for politics, you know, for office, especially in South Carolina, you need to put on your chin strap because it's a contact sport.
You bet.
And, you know, you kind of expect it. It comes with the territory, and it's unfortunate, but that's what we have, and that's where it is. But it is important because so many folks call themselves conservatives. They'll come on conservative radio, and they'll say they stand for all the things that conservatives want to hear, and then they'll do the opposite when they get elected.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to draw those contrasts, and you've got to, when you're a candidate, you've got to spend money and draw those contrasts.
One of the things that Senator Timmons accused you of today, Senator Bright, was he said you were a career politician. I started to point out, how much is it that you make in the state Senate?
Yeah, I tell you, it is tough down there, and it's I spent 8 years, and it was a labor that I felt like it was an opportunity to serve my constituents, you know, whether it was gun rights, whether it was protecting the unborn or protecting the taxpayer. It was something that I believed in. And a lot of those guys go down there and sacrifice. And there's some of them that don't sacrifice so much. We've had lots of discussions about that. And obviously, you know, when they had the ethics bill, I tried to get more disclosure on what goes on down there. But we
right.
just couldn't get a strong ethics bill through. And, of course, you know, a lot of folks that weren't aware of what was going on with that ethics bill, it had an issue with freedom of speech in it. They were going to make third parties that go after some of these folks have to disclose their earnings. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I think the reason he's upset is because we pointed out the contrast where, you know, in 2014, I ran against Lindsey Graham. I've done everything I can to stop the establishment, and he wrote him a check. And, I mean, I know he's upset that we brought that out.
Right.
But it's true, and we're going to bring things like that out. You know, the Gang of Eight, there was only four Republicans. You know, you had Flake and you had McCain, which we all know about Jeff Flake these days. But
yep.
But you had Flake and McCain and Rubio. So Lindsey and Rubio were two of the Gang of Eight, and he was supporting those two guys. So, you know, it's, I think that's something that's fair game. It's very clear that he supported folks that were for amnesty, and that should lead folks to be concerned about where he is on the issue when he'll write checks to people like that.
You made a point earlier that has always been a bone of contention with me as well, because we can't take politicians on here. I wish we could, and hook them up to a lie detector, you know, because I think we'd see the needles go crazy. I think your assessment is correct. They will tell the voters what they believe the voters want to hear. And yet, once they assume office, they'll proceed on their own merry way.
Well, it's you know, Patrick Henry talks about this in his speech, where he talks about the lamp of experience lighting you know, his path. And mm-hmm. and the bottom line is, we can only go by experience. We can only, you know, anytime you have, of course, when folks don't have a record, everybody claims to be a conservative in the Republican primary. But when they have a record, you know, they've got to answer for it. And we've just got some keen differences. You know, I spent 8 years in the state Senate. I never voted for a budget. And he voted for a budget that funded Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, I think those are all fair questions that voters need to know before they make that decision, because this is a serious vote. You're deciding who's going to be your voice in Congress for the next 2 years.
And if asking tough questions, and at that last Greenville Tea Party debate, would you not agree that tough questions were asked of all the candidates in the field, yourself included?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think it was very fair. I mean, you know, and I'll tell you this, I have no doubt in my mind that if the voters in the 4th Congressional District decide to send me to Congress and I do anything that is outside of what a conservative should do, that you and Terry Savacious will be tearing me to pieces. and I'll tell you this, you know, I got endorsed by Thomas Massie, who's probably one of the strongest conservatives in the House. And he sent me a text after the endorsement, and he said, "You know, I know you've got an eight-year stellar record, but if you come up here and go off the reservation, I'm going to be the first one to call back into Terry's show and get them stirred up." So,
well, and,
you know,
and
I appreciate that accountability.
Yeah, absolutely. And should circumstances play themselves out that way, that's what we're paid to do, Lee. As you know, we're paid to ask the tough questions and to try and illuminate as much as we can the true positions of the candidates, so that we try and reduce the possibility they're telling you one thing and doing another.
Well, I have the advantage that I really believe what I tell you, and I'm going to do what I tell you. And I, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, "How often do you have somebody running for office that's going to do exactly what he says?" And that's what I'm going to do.
Yep. And that is a wide departure from what is routinely seen. Former State Senator Lee Bright. Lee, thanks a lot for calling in today, and I appreciate it very much. And as I wished Senator Timmons good luck on Tuesday, I do the same to you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Lee Bright joining us this afternoon. 5:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Right back on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.